Along the Old Silk Road, a 3.0 carol song and a synchronous collaboration with Cartaro's own Silk Road. If this letter doesn't get through, then I am already dead. If it does, I am talking to you all. The old Silk Road is a long, lonely trail. A peril-filled trek through lands of dust, ruin where you trust no one, nothing other than your own wits. They say the name comes from an ancient trading route from before the Beforeian, but that's as likely just another tall tale like so many of the others we hear out here. But not all tales from the before of greed, waste, and unimaginal comfort are tall tales. They are history. They're the history we suffer daily, the history we bear in the misery of our lives on this barren, blighted world. The history of a monumental crime, letting greed run the world, and letting denial and deception destroy the threads of light, even long after they knew better. I am a speaker, a guardian of that history. My brother and I travel these ancient roads, spreading these tales, keeping this history alive, a warning for the future and a condemnation of the past. Yes, you can still find ruins from the before out here, but they built for the short term and so little actually remains round about. Yea, look on their works, they who thought they were so mighty. Surprised I can paraphrase Shelley, we are not uncivilized. We kept what we could, what we valued, discarded the useless, the trivial, and turned our backs on the Ozymandians, who thought their empty lives so important that they deserved filling no matter what. Homo sapiens, they called themselves. Homo stupium. Their fatal flaw was they believed their own stories. They saw themselves separate, apart from the life force and world that created and sustained them. It's a mistake we cannot afford. We have learned to survive on a denuded world, in those pockets where useful life holds on, where the future remains a distant country we must rebuild the possibility of, where we remember the past in order to secure the present, and where we never forget we are children of the dust, not stardust, earth dust. Yes, there are times my anger boils over. How dare they destroy our futures? How dare they destroy so much with so little thought and pursuit of so little value? What fools they were to have so knowingly, so willingly sold their descendants into this. But then I see that we are still the same fools, still crazy after all these years. And I see that greed can trick us again, make us believe it can be trusted, but it can't. It only has one end, and we're already living in those end times. No, we don't honor our ancestors. Why would we? We spit on their memory, and with these stories maintain their memory just to spit on it longer, to be our Ozymandias and the Baron, our reminder who we must not be. Now you know why I travel these ancient roads, but my limbs begin to fail, my body wearies the burden. So now I stay along the old Silk Road, and send letters in my stead, sending out the stories and the hope they survive me. Take heed and pass this letter on, lest we forget.